بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we've been talking about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in the universe, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, and how by these signs we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we glorify Him. And as a result of that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with His glory and majesty and with love for Him. And we spoke about many signs. We spoke about the creation of the earth and the early times and so on, as we know them. And we spoke about different creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, there are hundreds and thousands and millions more. Obviously, all of that we can't speak about now. But the biggest sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is there before us every single day of our lives, irrespective of whether we study anything else or not, that biggest sign is what you see in the mirror every morning, is yourself. We are the ayat of Allah. We are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just think about this. If you look at what Allah has given us and how He created us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. In terms of birth itself, we are mammals, so we are like any other mammal. But that's about where it ends. Because most other terrestrial mammals, when their babies are born, those babies, especially with herbivores, they within ranging from a few minutes to a couple of hours, those babies are self-sufficient. They can't only walk, they can run. And they can not only run, they can keep up with the mother and with the herd, which means they can literally run all day. The performance of a newborn wildebeest is 100 times more than the performance of the best long distance runner you can find. Because that wildebeest, little baby wildebeest, is running practically all day through on the savannah, through bush, without Nike Air shoes on his feet. And he's doing that from the day he was born. I mean, he didn't have to go through a whole series of preparatory exercises and whatnot. He doesn't tell his mom, just hold on a second, let me do some warm-up exercises. He opens his eyes and he runs. The human baby, we know what that is. It's a piece of meat. No matter who says, oh, he looks like your mother, he looks like the father, it doesn't look like anything. He looks like a piece of meat. Even the features are not, you know, fully formed or clearly formed. When he's born, he's blind. He can't hear properly. He obviously can't think. He can't talk. Babies can't recognize faces. They're only seeing light. Then over a period of time, ranging from a few days to a few months, to a few years, to never. They learn to see, they learn to hear, they learn to speak, and they learn to think. In that order. Yet, this is the race and this is the species that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given control of the world too. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything else subservient to this species. sakhara lakum ma fi samawati ma fi ardh. And then of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't simply give control to this species. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this species the equipment to control, which is the brain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us intellect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us emotion. Allah gave us the ability to visualize things which have never been, never yet been. Allah gave us the memory to remember lessons, not just from days and months, but not even from years, but because of the another ability connected with that which He gave us, which is the ability to record memory. Allah gave us the ability to remember for centuries, for millennia. I can sit today and tell you what Aristotle said. And Aristotle lived 2000 plus years before today. I can tell you what Ibrahim alayhi salam said. And Ibrahim alayhi salam lived much before Aristotle. I can tell you what the great sages and the great wise people of the world said, even though they lived thousands of years before I was born. And I can say that not because of my own memory, but because of the ability to record memory which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave human beings, which is called language. Just think, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself mentioned languages as one of His signs. In Surah Al-Rum, Allah mentioned languages. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this is one of His signs that He gave us, He gave you all these languages. Every language is the language of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Arabic is the language of the Quran. But every language is the language of Allah, because they all came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Including new languages which came to be in our own lifetime. Take all the computer languages which are being used. These are languages. The languages like any other language. They didn't exist in my childhood. At least I didn't know that they were there, if they were there. Yet they are there. And new ones are being invented. All of these are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the purpose of the language? The purpose of the language is to convert thought into a form which can be communicated, which can be recorded. Without that, we would still have thoughts, but we wouldn't be able to communicate them. We wouldn't know how to communicate those thoughts. And even if we communicated those thoughts, that would be momentary. It would not be possible to record them. Imagine how the world would be without any record of what happened before. The biggest problem of that is that every single generation, every single individual would have to learn their own lessons, repeating over and over again. The fact that we still live like that to some extent is a sign of our stupidity. It's not a sign that we don't have the ability to learn. As they say, the only thing we learn from history is that we learn nothing. But that's not because history is not there. It's because we choose not to see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the ability to live a life where we never make the same mistake twice. That is the intelligent way of learning. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, an intelligent person does not put his hand into the same hole in which he was bitten. In another place he said that if your today is not better than your yesterday, then you wasted a day. On a daily basis. So Allah gave us the ability to learn and to record that learning in such a way that we don't have to learn the same lesson a second time around. The reason we learn the same lesson a second time around is because we are not using that ability. That's our stupidity. That's not because Allah didn't give us the ability. Allah gave us the ability to learn lessons and to record them so that every time we learn something new. So this is what Allah gave us. And in order, therefore, that we then run this world in a way which is conducive to all those who inhabit it, to enable us to run this world in a way which is beneficial for all those who live on it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us in this time the Quran. And in earlier times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave other books. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent other Anbiya. They all came with the same message, which is a message of goodness, a message of harmony, a message of benefit for every creature that lives on the earth. In our time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our Nabi and Rasul, and he gave us his Kalam al-Quran al-Kareem as the means by which to live our lives in a way which is beneficial to ourselves as well as beneficial to everything and everyone which lives on this earth, animate or inanimate. This is what Allah gave us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that one day all of this will end. Allah gave us many examples from the past of how He ended things, how times changed. There is a time period that they call the Great Die, which predates the dinosaurs, where practically everything on the earth died. Every forest died, all animals died, whatever was on the earth died. By the process of, and how did it happen? They don't know why it happened, but it happened. Which is multiple super volcanoes which erupted, and the whole atmosphere of the earth completely turned acid. And then the seas turned acid. Can you imagine? The whole ocean turned acid. So everything in it died. And yet in that great die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to preserve some things. Some things didn't die. Some creatures that lived in burrows under the earth, they survived. Whatever Allah had willed to survive, survived. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the earth back to life. يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. We think it applies only to dry land and then the rain falls and the grass grows. Yes, it applies to that. But it applies to something which is far bigger and far more all-pervasive than that, which was this great die. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth and He recreated it. And then we had this earth which was absolutely lush with all kinds of plants and animals and including the dinosaurs and so on and so forth. And then, of course, we had the comet which hit the earth in the Catalonia, in Mexico, on top of a sulfur reserve, and then that whole lot died again because the ice age came and all the dinosaurs died and all the plants and so on and so forth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us that if He wants, He can destroy life. تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. And Allah said, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان. And Allah told us all of this. He said, everything will die, everything will finish. And then one day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect us. And He will call us to account. And He will ask us what we did with all that he gave us, how we used it, because He gave it to us to use, and He gave it to us to use, and He gave us a user manual to show us how to use it, and He sent an instructor who demonstrated how it is to be used, and that is what we will be called to account on. So all that is happening in the world and everything else which comes and goes Somebody seems to be more powerful today, somebody was more powerful yesterday. And somebody was even more powerful before that. That one who was more powerful is gone. The one who is more powerful today will go. Today they are talking about dismantling or destroying Fakhrul Mulk's palace, Aram Manzil, to build the secretariat. Fakhrul Mulk was one of the premier nobles of the Nizam. And one of the things that is said about him, one of the things that is recorded, is a man came to him to be employed. He was employed and he was given a job with Fakhrul Mulk's treasurer. And part of the man's job was to, every month, to air out the gold and silver coins from the treasury. So, I don't know how many of you have seen Aram Manzil Palace. Go see it. They used to take those gold and silver coins in buckets and they would spread them out on the roof of the palace, on the terrace. And they would rake them and leave them out in the sun, and then they would fill them back into buckets and bring them down into the treasury. So this man worked there 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, and he got no salary. So after 2 or 3 months, he went to his boss, his treasurer, and he said, I have worked for 3 months. I got no salary. I mean, I need the money. So the treasurer said to him, oh, nobody has taught you. Well, he asked him, what do you do? He said, this is my work. I air out the coins. He said, oh, they didn't teach you what to do. He said, what do you mean? He said, what you are supposed to do is to put some wax on the bottom of the bucket. So when you take the coins and you rake the coins and then you put the bucket down, then some coin will stick to the wax. That is your salary. Today they are talking about bulldozing the man's palace to build a secretariat. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah sent His kalam for us to take ibrat, to read it, to reflect on it, and to think about it, and not to get sidetracked by whatever stuff we see. Things will come and things will go. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. صدق الله العظيم وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.